Hello, my name is Sherry Luttrell, and welcome to the first podcast on parenting your Asperger's child. I am a speech-language pathologist for the Illinois Center for Autism, and also a parent of an adult child with Asperger's. It's a pleasure to be able to talk to you today, and I hope this is the first of many podcasts where we discuss various techniques, pros and cons of strategies that may help your child live a more full and fulfilling life. So I've been a speech therapist for over 32 years now. I started in the business back in the 70s, and I was there at the beginning of social skills training and having children with autism in the schools. So a lot of what I'm going to talk to you about is based on personal experience, raising a child, but also having years of experience working with these individuals. This first podcast is basically entitled Taking Care of Yourself. As parents, and especially mothers, we have a tendency to give and give and give and give and give until we don't have anything left. And let me tell you, if you give until everything is gone, there really isn't anything left over emotionally to sustain you. So think of yourself, think of this as stocking up. The more you give, your stock runs down. So, and if you don't keep filling yourself up again, eventually there's going to be nothing left. So you really have to work at not neglecting yourself. Taking time off, going to the gym, having bubble baths, going out for coffee with the girls, watching a video, going for a walk, listening to your favorite music. Just do whatever it takes to keep you feeling happy and nurtured. And we have a tendency to feel guilty about doing things like that. Well, you just can't, because the more you have, the more you can give to the people that you love. Another thing that you need to be conscious of is having a support system. It's really worth putting in an effort to develop a support system. These have to be individuals that you can rely on, count on, to give you a little break now and then. So if your family and your friends offer to, spell you for an evening, don't make a martyr of yourself and turn it down. Accept the help. You're also going to want to check into the local medical services, the social services, the charitable organizations, the local universities, to see what help might also be available. And if you can afford to pay for it, that's great, but most of us can't do that. But it's sure, if you can afford to do it, it's quite a peace of mind. And when I talk about colleges, there's a lot of students who are in need of community service hours, internships. It's important to, of course, find people that you trust, and you might want to do a background check on some of these people. But you can always put ads in the paper. Just be careful about who might become knocking at your door. One of the things that parents have to deal with a lot is all the love that you're giving and not getting anything back in return. Well, at least it feels like that. I mean, there are moments when, your child does something and it just like makes your heart turn into goo. But most of the time, you feel like you are giving all of this attention and love, and you're not getting anything back. You're not being loved back. And in fact, sometimes all you get is something downright rude and hostile. It's very hard to love someone who treats you that way. So don't feel guilty about that either. because that's just naturally a natural thing. You want those hugs, those cuddles, those pleasant words, and when you don't get them, it hurts. But you have to understand that your child doesn't mean that personally. That's no matter how much he misbehaves, you have to know in your heart that he does love you, or she, and that he needs your love too. So just try not to take it personally, and as much as possible, just let it go. Also, because these children, these individuals, take so much time and energy, looking after them can almost take up your entire life if you let it. And then it's easy to forget the other people in your family. It's easy to forget your children and your husband, and it's hard to keep a balance. But you need to pay attention to those other relationships and interests in your life. Otherwise, you're headed into an area like myself, where I ended up eventually getting a divorce after 20 years of marriage. We just didn't work on our relationship. The kids took priority, and things happened, and we didn't deal with it. So you got to be realistic about certain things. As podcasts in the future, as we talk about different subjects, our next one is going to be on the behaviors, why they do what they do. But I wanted to say here that there are so many issues involved with our children that it can be totally overwhelming, and you want to try and tackle everything at once, but you don't know where to start, and you really have to step back and view this situation realistically. Write down all the problems that you see and put them in a priority. What's the worst thing? Put that down first. What most needs to be addressed the most urgently? And it's going to depend on things like, how many problems this is causing your child, how safety a concern. And sometimes it helps if you sit down with someone else and come up with that list. But the big advantage of this is that you're going to have to start small. You're not going to, please don't expect too much from yourself or your children at this point. If you're going to make any progress in any area, you have to really take things step by step. And so you're going to have to give yourself small goals. And they have to be fairly specific. I mean, you could say, I want my child to be more polite, but that's not very specific. A specific goal would involve, I want my child to say or greet 3 people today. That would be small, measurable, realistic, has a time to it. So you're going to have to start small and just pick one thing. When I think about goal selection, I look at, if I could change one thing for this child, if I could teach this child one thing that would make the biggest difference in his life, what would that be? And that's what I go for. Mm-hmm. Now, throughout these podcasts, I'm going to be throwing out a lot of strategies, and not everything is going to work for everyone. And some strategies may not be appropriate for your child. So if it doesn't feel right for them, just ignore it, okay? But, there are a lot of strategies out there, and not all of them are going to be beneficial for your child. So just keep that in mind. The other thing I want to talk to you about is overindulging your child. I know that as parents you work hard, and the last thing you want to do when you get home is deal with your child's behavior. You know, I know that. However, if you choose to give in to your child, if you choose to just say, man, I can't deal with it tonight, I'm just going to let him do what he wants to do, you know, give me a chance to relax. If you do that, you are setting yourself up for problems in the future. Because as they get older, it doesn't get any better. And as they get older, I mean, I shouldn't say that. It does get better if you apply strategies and you work with your child. But if you don't deal with these things when they're young, then when they're teenagers, you will have no control over them. They will turn into demanding and unpleasant people. And you don't want to get into that trap. So I know it's tiring. I know it's a battle fought. But if you try and deal with it when they're young, you're going to have and establish these strategies and these behaviors when they're young, you're going to have a lot easier time of it when they're older, okay? And yeah, you may feel sorry for them, or you may just want to make them happy, but you are not their friend. You are their parent, and it is your job to help them develop the skills they need to be happy, responsible, reliable people, adults. So, in the long run, it's not going to be to your benefit to spoil them. Something else as the caregiver is you really need to find someone you can talk to. Because you're going to have all these feelings bottled up inside, and you really need to have at least one person you can confide to tell them how you really feel. So make sure that you have somebody, could be your husband, could be a friend, you know, someone where you can let off some steam sometimes. And let yourself off the hook, because, you know, it's not a selfish thing to look after yourself. It really isn't. And one of the most effective ways that you can love your child is to look after yourself. Is to look after yourself. So, and when you're out and you see parents, or end up, you take your child to the store and you see them, you know, giving you those dirty looks, you know, those looks, you know, like, why can't you control your child? You know, you must be a bad parent. These people have no idea what you're dealing with. And I know it's upsetting, I know it's embarrassing, but really, do those people matter? When you think about it, they don't really matter. They don't. You know, so try and be able to let it go. I know that's difficult to do, because your child is an extension of yourself, and so we see that as a failure on our part. But these people don't understand. I've known parents who have their kids wear t-shirts out that says, you know, this is not really me, this is my autism speaking, or be patient with me, I have autism. So anyway, there are, this whole first podcast is about taking care of yourself. And the next time we meet, we'll be talking about reasons behind behaviors. So I hope that you've enjoyed this time we spent together. And until we speak again, be well.